TWD 18. This Week at DBED is a regular podcast by the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development. This week we talk with the department's Chief Information Officer about a recent award she's won and about her work in making Maryland a technology-savvy state. I'm James Moody. Welcome to the broadcast. On October 19th through the 21st, the National Women of Color Technology Awards will hold its 11th annual conference in Atlanta. Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development Secretary Eris Milosaratos recently announced that Ovita Moore, the department's chief information officer, has received the organization's award in the category Technical Innovation in Government. Mrs. Moore will receive the award during the Atlanta event. The conference is sponsored by Baltimore-based Career Communications Group and IBM Corporation, and Mrs. Moore's award will be presented by Special Secretary for Minority Affairs Sharon Pender on behalf of Governor Robert Ehrlich. A native of Baltimore and now a Howard County resident, Mrs. Moore has held a variety of management positions during her 26-year career with the state, with an emphasis in information technology, business development, procurement, and communications. Before joining DBED in February of 2000, Mrs. Moore was director of the Y2K Project Compliance Office, director of Information Services, and held several management positions with the Maryland Department of General Services. Mrs. Moore also developed the specifications for the state's eMaryland Marketplace, which is the online procurement tool in use today. A graduate of the 2002 class of Leadership Maryland, Mrs. Moore holds a bachelor's degree in business from Morgan State University and a master's degree in technology management from the University of Maryland. She is one of the founding members and continues to serve as an officer on the board of the Woodholm Foundation. Other community groups who benefit from her mentoring skills are the University of Maryland University College, the Advisory Board of the Government Technology and MD Digital Government Group, the Frederick Douglass Isaac Myers Maritime Park, and the College Savings Plans of Maryland. Welcome to the podcast, Ovita. We touched briefly on some of your experience over the past 26 years at the in government at the top of the program, but tell us specifically how you came to be so connected with technology in your service to the state.
Well, I was one of the individuals in a room where a question was asked about the use of computers and the understanding of computer-related words. I responded that I knew something about computers because I just finished a degree in business, of which I had to take some computer-related courses. So once I raised my hand, I was assigned to a telecommunications-related project, and from there assigned to a financial management information system project, which is a system that we still use today. And after that, I was being asked to serve on a lot of statewide-related technology projects. Well, actually, the eMaryland Marketplace, which is what it's called now, was a project that I started at DGS while there because I thought we should take great interest in the Internet, being that it was coming on as a really great tool, and that we should take advantage of it to do procurement. So I was tasked with writing the requirements for that.
Now, for listeners who don't know, DGS is the Department of General Services here in the state. Now, walk us through, if you would, your work here at DBED, beginning with managing the project that resulted in the creation of what we now call Choose Maryland.
Because of my work on statewide projects, Jackie Lampel, who was the then executive director of communications, heard about my work because she had a project here that required someone who has some special project management skills. Given that the state didn't want to really hire someone from the private sector because they had to pay a whole lot more than paying me, I think she heard about me and knew I was already in state government, so it may be easier to convince me to come to this agency. Well, it wasn't as easy as she thought, because when she contacted me, I first told her I wasn't interested in coming to this agency because I'd been working at DGS for 17 years, had been working on statewide projects, having a really good time of it, really nice staff, people that I work with, and I love the agency. I just didn't want to leave. And I had just gotten promoted. That was the other thing. I'd just gotten promoted. But she made an offer that was equal to my promotion and then brought me over and enticed me with some other things that encouraged me to come over.
We will mention at this point, too, that the website Choose Maryland has won a number of awards, won just recently. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the broadcast here.
Let's talk a little about your personal philosophy. It dictates that managers have a responsibility to encourage and support the professional development of employees who work for them. How has that philosophy evolved over the years, and how has it guided your work here at the department as the chief information officer?
To be frank with you, I think it is based on a spiritual belief that I have, and that is that God wants us all to be a blessing to others, and that's why he blesses us. And I think that's really where it starts for me. And because that is my philosophy spiritually, I bring that to the workplace with me. Beyond that, from a business perspective, it makes good business sense so that I can perform at the optimal level. Everybody around me has to be performing at the optimal level. Well, to encourage them to do that, I have to make sure they have a stake in it. If they don't have a stake in it, what would be their incentive to perform? So that is why it's important to work with them, to develop them so they can meet their fullest potential and therefore provide the best performance possible. And then we all shine in the end.
Along those same lines, in a recent profile that was published in the Afro-American newspaper in Baltimore, you said that as both a state employee and a tax-paying Marylander, you have a special responsibility to see that state funds are spent wisely. How has this belief affected your work ethic over the past 26 years?
Well, it has affected it directly because I believe, being that I am a taxpayer, it's almost like being entrepreneurial. It's making an investment in myself. And it is a philosophy that I've shared with my team, who also now believes that. We all are paying taxes. So that if we don't spend them wisely and invest them for the optimal result, then we're really hurting ourselves in the end. If we can convince everyone to have this approach to their work, I think state government will be much more efficient, much more effective, and in the end cost us a whole lot less to operate it.
I suspect that most of those here at DBED who know you would acknowledge that the relationship between the Office of Information Technology Management and the other offices at the department have improved dramatically since you headed it up. What do you believe has been the impetus behind this change? Why has it happened, and how do you see that change occurring?
Because the number one focus for us is to make our customers feel delighted by our services. We don't always accomplish that objective, but if we always seek to accomplish it, I think we'll fall short by just satisfying, at minimum, our customer. But in the end, we ultimately want to over-supply for you, over-service you, so that if we do fall slightly short, you won't feel it so badly. I think that convincing this team that was good for the organization and good for the department, good for the state, ultimately, is what made us change. And we approached it from working on team building kinds of projects so that everybody can see the impact of working together and how great it could be. But that's not just being a team amongst ourselves, but to get them to understand that we're a team within this department. We're a team with business development. We're a team with tourism. We're a team with communications. We're a team with all of you. So if you view it that way, you're going to go out of your way to make sure you get the best services possible, and therefore please the customer. And if the customer is pleased, then the responses they're going to give you are going to be positive as well.
Now, understanding how technology has so dramatically changed since you first became an advocate for it in your tenure with the state, what kind of changes do you expect to see here at the department in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think that the wireless age is going to pretty much take over. I think the desktop will become a very small device, very different than the way things look right now. I think there will be a lot more, or let me put it this way. I think that it should be a lot more virtual workplaces and workspaces because the technology will support it. I think that is another way we can become more effective and efficient taxpayers working in government if we use the technology to its best advantage, and that is creating virtual workspaces all over. Working from home, working from business trips more efficiently than we are now, I think that's going to become a very big thing. I also think that the workforce is going to shrink somewhat because the baby boom age are moving toward retirement. So I think because of the nature of technology and how great it's going to be and how much more efficient it's going to be, through attrition, we won't have to have such a large workforce. The technology will supplant people that we currently have today.
And our use of BlackBerries is, I guess, a good example of that, isn't it? The fact now that people, no matter where they are, can check their emails.
That's correct. But I think we should go further. Not only we want you to be able to check emails and communicate, but we also want you to be able to access your applications, which is the next phase of where we're working toward.
And we do that sort of now, too, with remote desktop for people who do telework.
But through your BlackBerry, through your PDAs is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right now you can do it with a desktop, but if you have a PDA, we want you to be able to access applications more efficiently than we are able to do it now. The technology for that is here now, but it's still a little what I would call bulky. It's not, you can't, the screens are still small, you can't really read it well, you can't function with it as well, but I think over the next 5 years, that's going to change.
We mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that the award you've won and your trip to Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about the activities that are going to take place down there and what this means to you.
Well, it's taken me a couple of weeks just to absorb it all, because what I'm getting the award for has been my contribution to technology and state government, but it's been for things I've done just as a matter of course, just doing my job. So it's taken me some time just to absorb that I'm getting rewarded for that at this magnitude. And I say this magnitude because I had a conversation just last week with people from Community Communications who explained to me what this event was really about. 7,000 to 10,000 people blew me away when they told me that no one in the state of Maryland has ever won this award. That blew me away. Also, that I'm having a speechwriter help me to write my acceptance speech, which I thought was funny because I've written a lot of speeches, but I've never had anyone help me to craft the language. So that's going to be interesting. It's the way that it sounds, it's going to be a very similar production to almost like the Grammy Awards.
Where you have and televised, too.
Yes, I understand that it may be televised as well. But the event is more than just the awards ceremony itself. It's an opportunity to learn about new technologies. They'll be having workshops about new technologies. It's an opportunity to network with women from all over the nation, from large companies like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Xerox, IBM, NASA, the Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Navy, large companies. Even Rolls-Royce Corporation will have a representative here receiving an award, and so many more companies than I can recall right now. But there will be so many people there that I can have a chance to interact with as well. So I feel very honored to be able to rub shoulders with women of color who have made a contribution to technology at this level. And I feel very humbled by the whole experience, because it I never would have thought about it. In a million years, if someone hadn't suggested it, I never would have thought about even applying for this.
Well, we'll be following this. The event is in October, I think we said at the beginning of the broadcast, so we'll be watching it.
October 21st.
Ovita Moore, Chief Information Officer at the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, James.
The Center for Digital Government recently announced that ChooseMaryland.org, the department's website, has received the organization's 2006 Digital Government Achievement Award in the Government-to-Business category. Winners will be acknowledged at the 10th Anniversary Awards Gala in Las Vegas on September 22nd. The Digital Government Achievement Award is a national program that recognizes outstanding agency and department websites and applications that enhance information interactions, transactions, or services. The categories include government-to-government, government-to-business, government-to-citizen, and governmental-internal. The Center for Digital Government is a national research and advisory institute on information technology policies and best practices in state and local governments. The Center is a division of eRepublic, Inc., the nation's leading magazine, event, research, and new media company focused on state and local government and education information technology markets. This year's contest is sponsored by Smart Technologies, Adobe, and Smeed Software Solutions. For more information about the Center for Digital Government and a complete listing of winners, finalists, and links to the winning sites, visit their website at www.centerdigitalgov.com. That's it for this edition of This Week at DBED. Thank you for joining us. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Email them to communications@choosemaryland.org.